Let's lift our hands. Say something to him. Minister to the Lord a few minutes. Thank him for what he has done for us. You online, do the same thing. Minister to him. Tell him how much you love him. Appreciate him. We appreciate you, Lord. You're a good God. Oh, my. We want you in our midst. We declare you here. We declare you here, Holy Spirit. Oh, my. Oh, my. Make it plain. Thank you for all who tune in. Hallelujah. They'll receive what they tune in for. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Shake your Bible at me. Wave your Bible at me. I love to see them Bibles. I ain't say wave no phone at me. I say wave the Bible at me. Y'all bring your Bible to church. If you just got to wave it at me that one time, wave it at me. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We're pulling a portion out of the Lord's Prayer. They call it the Lord's Prayer. We're going to a particular place where the statistics of health is about to change in the body of Christ. The body of Christ's health record has been ruined by immaturity. And we are going to aim to bring it back into fruition by revelation and by your activation, by using your faith for help.
Amen.
Okay, now, I haven't given you the subject yet, but I'm just talking to you. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, thy kingdom come, you see that?
Yes, sir.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In reading that, the Holy Spirit says, in earth mean in you. So here is a different concept. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in me. As it, you know your earth, right?
Yes, sir.
As it is in heaven. Because God, none of God's plans can be productive without somebody down here he can use to carry out his mission. Why not you? All right, in Luke chapter 17, and you'll have to catch this because the subject is going to be mind-boggling. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, if you take the revelation from Matthew 6:10 and look at this verse, you're seeing the same thing. God's will is in you. Now, in one writing in the Message Bible, Matthew 6:10, you can go back there again. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. That's Matthew 6:10. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. We want to begin to study along the line the Kingdom of God health plan. Kingdom of God health plan. Not man plan, but the Kingdom of God health plan. And he said to tell you, we will not be ministering about conditions. We will be ministering about supernatural positioning.
Yes, sir.
Now get the difference. See, it don't matter what your conditions are tonight, what you're dealing with, we're not ministering about that. We're ministering about a position, a positioning that will overcome any condition. Because you see, we focus on the condition, we have faith for the condition. But the kingdom of God is a positioning. The kingdom of God health plan is a positioning by God that we're already in. No matter what our body's saying, is somewhere we interrupted what God wanted. All right? So we will minister about a supernatural positioning. Get that? We're talking about a health is a supernatural kingdom positioning God has provided for his children. So your health is in place now, but it's supernatural. And so when you get a supernatural mind frame that you will fearfully and wonderfully and marvelous made, it means that God built a doctor in you. Your body knows how to bring help itself. But you got to cooperate with it. This is a master subject that will set many captive free. Many in captivity in the body of Christ. Yeah. Many of you all been dealing with things year on and year in. Many of you all, the enemy try to tell you it's too late. But tonight, the kingdom of God health plan. You got it?
Yes,
the kingdom of, and where the kingdom at?
In me.
Oh, so the plan is that process working in you if you don't interrupt it.
Right.
So we got to train you how not to interrupt God's divine plan. The body of Christ, to a large degree, do not know about the Father's health plan. Therefore, the robbery has been going on for decades. God said amen. He taught this robbery. And you might tell him, preaching to him. Listen to this. The body of Christ, to a large degree, do not know about the Father's health plan. Got too many other plans. So Jeremiah 29:11 yet right now. I know the plans I have towards you. You might write that down. I know the plan. His plan is for you to be a healthy child, to live a long, satisfied life. Watch what I say now. Watch what I'm saying next now. And it's not too late. No matter what, we're not preaching a condition. We're talking a position then. The Holy Spirit is about to bring you into a health position. See, you have a health revelation along with a health reality. And you'll step in. Because from this night forward, I want you to concentrate on your health. Not what you're dealing with. And you'll find out, you'll look for it and it'll be gone. Because you get in your rightful place. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I don't know. The kingdom of God health plan, it came out of the realm of the spirit to me. I had never heard that before. And it's going to get deeper and deeper. This type of health has been hidden from the body of Christ because of a lack of maturity.
Yes, sir.
Lack of maturity. Back to Ephesians 4:11-12. Not that the people will not go. The people will have their health, but they got to have a revelation. They got to have an anointing. They got to have an understanding. They got to have wisdom. They got to know how to turn some things down and how to take some things up. So, are you ready to overcome? And the question following that, Are you ready for health faith? First John 5:4, turn there if you will. Are you ready to overcome sickness and diseases and step into your health? If you are, you're going to have to know how to function in health faith. 1 John, hallelujah. You all listen, I know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because there's a transition going to take place, you know. Oh, yes, absolutely. The Holy Spirit backed God's word up. Glory to God. For whatsoever, or I always say whosoever, 1 John 5:4, is born of God, what?
Overcoming.
And this is the what?
Victory.
That what?
Overcoming.
Even our faith. So the word overcoming is used twice in that verse. Right? The Holy Spirit wants to design health faith in you tonight. No matter what you're dealing with, how long you've been dealing with it, that faith is about to take you out. Out of that condition, out of that situation. Because this type of faith knows nothing but victory. Now, my brothers and sisters, you must permit the Holy Spirit. What I say? To open up kingdom health to you now. Permit the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you're going to come. It ain't going to come by me serenading you and saying some good line and making you feel good. No, the Holy Spirit is the only one can open up kingdom health to you properly. Because there's so many stop signs the world has put out. That it's not possible. That you get to a certain age, you got to go down. That is not scripture. That is not scripture. And you can't think like that. So your mind and your mouth have to be dealt with. Your mouth has to be dealt with what's going in it and what's coming out of it. Well, you got to deal with it. You did that. That processed food is tearing the body of Christ up. You're eating that stuff over and over again, and then you get upset when somebody tell you about it, but it's killing you. It's thrilling you and killing you at the same time. I know, because I've had it in my mouth. This is sure thrill you, boy. Ooh, ooh. But they got something in there to thrill you. But it's killing you too. You must permit the Holy Spirit to open up kingdom health to you now. All right, y'all open?
Yes, sir.
Sickness and disease must be constantly erased out of your consciousness.
Yes, sir.
Romans 9:1. Turn to Romans 9:1. Sickness and disease must be removed out of your soul. Out of your mind,
yes, sir.
Out of your receptiveness.
That's right.
Yeah. You must resist it from this night forward, for your Father is able to overcome any satanic force, any world system force,
Amen.
And drop help in your entire body.
Yes,
are you a candidate? I tell the truth, I lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. Do you see that? Romans 9:1. Meditate that verse. There's a lot of sick consciousness that have come out of the world into the church.
Yeah.
We supposed to be bringing something out of here to the world.
Yes,
The world don't want to be bringing nothing up from hell. This is a preparation place for us to get full of God and go out there and take deliverance to the world. So I'll meditate that Romans 9:1 and that 1 John 5:4. And, you know, faith victory, health faith. Health faith. You don't hear that too much. Health faith. But you got it. Look at me. You got it. What that mean? Stir it up. Stir it up tonight. Stir it up right now. Stir it up right now. If you make any effort, the Holy Ghost is going to meet you.
Yes, sir.
And you may not know exactly what you're doing, you understand? But the Holy Ghost, everybody, stir it up. I have health faith on the inside of me. And I'm releasing it right now. Then, the reason God wants you to know and have it, you must begin to minister this truth and revelation. And God will back you up fully. You must not only have it, but you must minister this. Some of your uninformed family members, co-workers, don't have no idea about this. You must receive it, believe it, act on it, and have a testimony. I had this. But now I have this. I have God's help flowing through my body. And then I wrote another note here. And this will sell it all. Jesus was a man. Why he did not accept sickness in his body? For he knew he had authority over sickness and disease, and the same spirit that Jesus had in him. And I'm in the same position Jesus was in according to John 1:12. You know what John 1:12 said? But as many as receive him, to them give he the power. It has to be backed up by Romans 8:14. Just because you're a son don't mean your sonship going to function, but you have to be led. You have to be led by the Spirit to your help. Oh my God, Jesus. Permit the Holy Spirit tonight to lead you to your help. I don't care what report you got. I don't care what test you have taken. God's word will not fail no test. Can I minister to you tonight? We're going in almost virgin territory here. Faith for help. God kingdom health plan. Isn't that something? Y'all here with me? When the believers begin to take care of their bodies, many people will come to Christ. You trying to preach to me, your God ain't no bigger than my devil. You just as sick as I am. You ain't got your business straight. Why you gonna tell me about you got some great Christ, some great Lord, and some great King, and you suffering just like me? When the believers begin to take care of their bodies, many people will come to Christ. You can't eat like a sinner. He's stupid. He's supposed to eat like that. But you're supposed to go back to Genesis and see what God told you to eat. You can't eat like a sinner. Here's why you can't eat like a sinner. Your body, turn to 1 Corinthians 6, belong to God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Your body belong to God. Say, my body belong to God. My body don't belong to me. My body belongs to God. So why are you making all these body decisions yourself? Because the system have trained you to make decisions like they want you to make. And you're going to stay sick. But if you let the Holy Spirit lead you to the God kind of help, that's what he's trying to do here. He's putting it out apostolically because I'm going in territory that is virgin territory for the body of Christ at large. I'm so happy and excited. I had two pastors became partners this week. They're going to begin to lock in. I'm getting letters from pastors. And I want to do like the Apostle Paul did in Acts, what, it was 20, 28. Take heed to yourself and all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, and let them feed the body of Christ what I'm feeding you right now. This is not secondhand stuff. This is fresh from heaven. You understand? So don't sit complacent and just act like you've just been to church tonight. No. You getting in a new division of life. Jesus Christ. See, said you bought with a price. Yes, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, what you're God. Right. You're not your own. You see it? You got the Christian? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Yes, sir. You glorify God in your body and your spirit. Yeah. Why you put body first? Because it's important. Health, listen, health is a kingdom of God's revelation and reality. See, now you keep feeding your spirit and keep feeding your soul this. Go over there, say some of this. I need for y'all to say some of this out loud at your house sometime. Pick your notepad up, just say it out loud. And get it down in you. See, we put our notepad down and just, but I want you to see, you got to proclaim this. Not just claim it, proclaim it. Proclamate it. And I want you to write these just down because I think this is powerful. And that's just for the body of Christ at large. Health statistics is about to change in the body of Christ. Yes. Write it down so you can see it. Health, because I'm going to be one of them. Talk to me. Health statistic is about to change in the body of Christ. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In me as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. No disease. The kingdom of God is where?
In me.
Lock the door. No sickness. No disease getting in you. You can come here with a temptation, but I'm gonna put something on you. I'm gonna put that cross on you. I'm gonna put the name of Jesus on you. I'm gonna splash some blood on you. I'm gonna release this word on you. I'm gonna take this sword and cut you up. Sickness and disease must be cut up in you tonight. By revelation from God's word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Put some praise dust in there. Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen very carefully. I'm going to ask you to build and stimulate your faith for kingdom health.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to ask you to build and stimulate your faith for kingdom health. Say kingdom health.
Kingdom health.
Say it like you mean it.
Kingdom health.
Kingdom health.
Kingdom health.
Now, I'm going to say this. Not medical health.
Not medical health.
Kingdom help.
Kingdom help.
Coming from God.
Coming from God.
to my body tonight. You gotta save some gunk. You gotta save some gunk. You gotta put in the atmosphere, you know. I'm going to ask you to build and stimulate your faith for kingdom help. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now turn to Jude 20. I'm going to show you how to build it. Jude 20. Below, but ye beloved, and you are a beloved. God loves you. That's why he wants you healthy. That's why he don't want you taking the enemy reports. But beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You need to take 15 minute intervals and just pray in tongue about your health and write down what he said to you. Because I was praying in my closet getting ready. I was praying in tongue for a 15, 20 minute segment. And he says, are you ready to move? Are you ready to move up higher? He said, then let me increase and you decrease. See, eating and drinking wrong is Satan increasing you. It's what I want. Tell me, it's what I want. See what I'm saying? But if you let the Holy Spirit say, hop, don't drink that Coke. Don't drink another one. It got demons in it. I haven't drank a Coke in 25 years. I found I was in him. Now, in order to get free, addiction is going to have to be dealt with. See? We talk all week in the church. You in drugs. You in drugs too. Yeah. Somebody got to pray for you. Get in the line. You a bigger drugger than they ain't taking dope as much as you taking that stuff. You. What? Turn to John 16. You got your shot. What happens when the Holy Spirit is yielded to as our health teacher? Oh, Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit said, do you know who I am? Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. See, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. I'm tired of this oppression. Say it. I'm taking my health back. You're going to have to cooperate. You ain't just praying and saying it's not going to get it, baby. You got to make some changes. And you can't make them by yourself. You can't make them in ignorance, so study. And watch who you're studying behind, because some of these people just selling stuff. You got to have the Holy Spirit there. So what happened when the Holy Spirit is yielded to as our health teacher? Turn to John now, 16. I want to show you what the Holy Spirit will do if you let it. Yeah. The days of ignorance is over. And I'm just going to have to chastise myself back in place that I can walk like God wants me to walk, live like God wants me to live. He said the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Huh? But I'm come that you might have abundant health. I might preach that. Abundant health. God want me to have abundant health. You know, we're supposed to be laying hand on the sick, not getting hand laid on us. He told us, go ye in all the world and lay hand on the sick. But we so busy swapping out in the church, we laying hand on one another. The sick out there that's going to hell. We can go out there and lay hand on them, they'll get saved. I'll give God the glory. But it's shocking to doctors and nurses. And they ask me, says, what medicine you on? I just look at them a few minutes, a few seconds again. I said, none. She said, I can't hide it behind. She said, what's your age? I said, you got it right there. Now, I had a lot of opportunities to go on it, but I stood. Numbers wasn't right, but I stood. See, you can't be afraid, but you got to be led. All right. You can just jump off your medicine. No, baby. You got to have some understanding here. You got to have some will. Sticks, hold your bottle. Until you get some insight. And listen to what I say next. An anointing. And revelation mixed up in you that you know that you know that you know that this is the flow in which I must go. Don't move till you're ready. In here. In your spirit. Now, this Holy Spirit is a powerful teacher. Matter of fact, he is the teacher. Holy Spirit. Watch here in John 16. And you could, you can quit reading verse 12. Look at verse 12, because I want you to quit reading verse 12. Act like you some bastard child. You the child of the living God. Verse 12 is you have to have a revelation that he's not talking to you. Because he's here. Right? So you got the Holy Spirit. So you can't be in verse 12 making no excuse. Let's go to verse 13 now. Howbeit, and all of this has happened, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Ooh, if you would let the Spirit of truth tell you the truth about your health and your well-being, what a world it would be. The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. Look what it is. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will what? Show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Show me help, Lord. All things that the Father has are mine. Verse 15, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. And what I brought you that verse for is that God's kingdom health plan has to be shown to you, not by a man, but by the Holy Spirit. Because there are some changes he's going to call for you to make. And self-effort, you're not going to be able to do it. There are some things he's going to tell you, no, don't do that. Don't drink that. Put that down. Whoa. Family members upset because you don't want to drink my mom's favorite drink. But you could be kind and tell them, I'm working on something. And go in your bag like Hazel do and pull your own food out. I ain't eating this. Hazel bring her food with her. Hey, why she want her? See, I eating all this. Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yielding to the kingdom health anointing. I just quote one, Acts 10:38, put that in your note, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Oh, oppressed of the devil. Uh-huh. Your body, if your body is not healthy, is oppressed of the devil.
That's right.
Then Luke 4:18, Jesus turned there. Jesus described what type of anointing he wore. He's still wearing it. He's given us a self-same anointing. Look at Luke 4:18. You see it? Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Bring deliverance. Set people free. You see it? That same anointing is in you. That same anointing is on you. I better read that verse. It's so powerful. I don't want to dishonor Jesus by not reading it. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, according from Isaiah, because they've anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. That's an anointing. So I decree, based on the revelation, I impart to you that anointing of help on your faith, on your mind, on your emotion, on your imagination, and on your body. Receive that in Jesus' name. All over the world, receive it. Turn to John 19:30 and read it to me. John 19:30. Read it to me when you get there. Hallelujah. One thing you have to know about God, know about Jesus, and know about the Holy Spirit, they are finishers. They don't never begin something they can't finish. So I decree your health is finished. Already paid for. All we got to do is check ourselves from how we've been tricked by advertisement. You see what I'm saying? And about vendors. And about what's popular. And the addiction and the affliction go hand in hand. And what you got to do is let the Holy Spirit help change, make some changes, not for man, for yourself. Yes, sir. Your health is finished, but it's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised our peace, only with his stripes. If you stay here, what that mean? I'm healthy. That don't mean nothing not going to attack. Huh? See, you can come to my house after 10 o'clock and attempt to come in my yard. But it got two black boys there. Been trained to protect the yard. And that girl crazy. She will eat you up. And they turn them loose by 10 o'clock. I might turn them loose a little earlier tonight. Because I sense help coming in this room. Woo, Lord God, let me preach this. Ooh, Jesus Christ. I sense the body of Christ about to move. You know, you might stumble and fall and you might eat something and do that. That's all right. But just know that I have the ability to change now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Don't come under condemnation. There's no condemnation in them who in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's finished. Jesus is the King of kingdom help. Because of the cross. Write it down. Jesus is the King of kingdom help because of the cross. And what he said in that 30th verse, he said, it's finished. I'm not asking nobody no permission. I'm not asking no disease, no doctor, no hospital, nobody. I say it's finished. And when I say it's finished, my mountain come on top of all the other mountains. They better get under where they're supposed to be at. Not trying to take my place. It's finished. You my child. My father paid for your help. But he can't take it for you. You got to take it yourself. Apostle, do you ever deal with anything? What? I'm coming out there and minister this to you. You don't think you're going to try to do something? Huh? You see, let's be real here tonight. That's right. I got a body, right? Yes, sir. I'm on earth, right? Who the God of this world? Satan. So I got to make sure I shift that he the God of this world, but he's not my God. Are you listening to me? Now, listen, listen, listen very carefully. Kingdom help is ready to be demonstrated to and through the children of God. Oh, the Father waiting on it. He want to use your body. He want to use his body. Kingdom health is ready to be demonstrated to and through the children of God. 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. God works different. 1 Corinthians, that's the scripture given for that. Because that's 5th verse talk about that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, I didn't come to preach you with a tight word, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. 1 Corinthians. See. Not in the words of man, because man says certain things can't be dealt with. Man says, man closed the book and said, this is all we can do. Call your family. I remember, what my son's name who was dead? And it, Moses.
That's right.
What a deal, man. This woman of faith. Oh, yes. And she had another woman of faith with her.
That's right.
The book closed. Uh-huh. God walked in the room. Yeah. Get up, boy. Go back and testify and tell him I did it.
Yes,
all medical aim has done the best they could.
Yes,
it was over. I saw all the doctors walk in. I was in the room. I went up there. All them doctors coming in, older doctors, younger doctors, middle-aged doctors, scratching their head, saying, I never seen nothing like walking down the hall with a woman. She a doctor. She said, we need to see this more. Power of God was there. Ooh, glory to God. Ah, my. Now, mind you now. I've been preaching about 40 minutes. Mind you now. Some of you are getting healed while I'm talking.
Yeah.
Mine. Don't be surprised your next checkup.
Yep.
There's kingdom, oh my. There is kingdom health within you. Remember he said in Luke 17, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God has no sickness. No satanic power can cross that line. So the kingdom of God is within you, meaning you have kingdom health on the inside of you. Won't you use it? And another reason, the body of Christ is going through this because of immaturity in the pulpit. Preachers eating crazy. Well, I got my boys now. My boys getting them bodies straight. Preachers eating crazy, and then you can tell they're eating crazy. You look at them. And I'm not belittling them. I'm just dealing with them because they need to change their crazy stuff and get be an example to the body of Christ that you can button your suit up. Now you won't wear a t-shirt and now you're hanging. I got to help these pastors.
That's right. That's right.
When you call to be an apostle, you got to tell them. Paul told them. Get yourself straight. You're holding God's people back. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. The power of health is kingdom power. The power of health is kingdom power. One five, glory to God. Yeah. So many of these ministers will not submit to apostleship. And so therefore, they won't play equal deal. No, God do the separation. God take who he won't take. You won't listen. Look at 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word. What? In power. Talk to me, son. Help power is up on you tonight. Glory to God. You receive it? I said, help power is up on you tonight. I said, help power is up on you tonight. Now I want you to say, help power is up on me tonight. Now God gonna help you through all them things we're talking about. He gonna help you. He gonna give you wisdom. He gonna help you. You just pray in tongue about your health, all right? And don't doubt him. Let me hurry. Don't doubt him. I don't want to go back home with none of this. Sit down. Turn to Matthew 13. You got your shouting clothes on? He has a revelation about God's kingdom health plan that it's so powerful. Turn to Matthew 13. I'm about to make an announcement about health from Matthew 13. All right. Kingdom health mysteries are ready to unfold abundant health to you now. Listen to me now, because when we read the scripture, you're going to see it. You're supposed to know the mysteries. And tonight, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God the Father is unraveling the mystery of health to you and anointing you at the same time to walk in it. And you shall live alone, non-handicapped life. It is given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And one of the mysteries of the kingdom is that God designed your body to be healthy from beginning to ending. You just lay down and go to sleep and you get ready to get away from here. Ain't nothing killing you. See, a lot of murdering going on because people don't know Satan murdering people. The system murdering people because they don't know. The mystery of kingdom health. Look at these two voices. I'm gonna see, can you figure it out? Matthew 13, verse 11. He answered said to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them is not given. So why are we sick like they sick? There must be something missing. You mean their mode of life have won us over more than the mode of life we're supposed to have? We're eating like them, sleeping like them. We're supposed to be teaching them and bring them to a new lifestyle. We shoulder to shoulder in the line with them. See, I want to tell you about Jesus. You need to tell yourself about Jesus. All right, come on. Come on, don't shout me down now. All right, 11 verse, I'm going to see 11 and 12. He answered unto them, because it's given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given, all right? So we're supposed to know, right? So the revelation of the mysteries of health, kingdom health plan is being brought to you tonight. Right? Talk to me up in here. All right, now look at verse 12. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundant health because of the revelation. But look what he says next. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away, even that he had. Jesus Christ. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Are you getting it? All right. Now watch this question. Because we're talking about kingdom of God health plan. Are you ready to train your faith in God's love and trust him for your supernatural health? Yes. Now, supernatural health belongs to every child of God. Supernatural. In other words, whatever gift it takes to keep your health going, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning the spirit, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, whatever it takes, it's already in you. Because all of those things are in the spirit realm. So let me ask the question again. Because I got a voice that's going to turn you up inside out, upside down. Are you ready to train your faith in God's love, and trust Him for your supernatural help? Say supernatural help three times. What has been interrupting supernatural health is a lie about natural health. There is no natural health. Then rock the body of Christ. No, health can't come unless it's supernatural. I mean, any pharmaceutical medicine you put in your body, it can't do it. It stirred up what was already in you. If it don't have too many side effects. You see what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? But if something left, it was health took it away. Oh, y'all miss me that time. Are you ready to train your faith in God's love and trust Him for your supernatural health? What kind of help? Read Ephesians 3:20. And look at Hebrews 11 and 1 at the same time. And look what word is there. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. But look what it said at the end. What? What? According to the power of what? Say it loud.
Help.
Power
is working
in my body
right now.
Kingdom
help
that came from God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, you got to say it with some gunk.
Hallelujah.
Praise His holy name. To now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the other things they not seen. Now unto Him that is able to do exceed abundantly above all we ask, thank, according to the power that worketh in us. Right, let me give you two or three more things. I gotta go. Knowing how to walk on the kingdom treadmill of wisdom.
Come on.
Wow. For your help. There's a treadmill that you can walk in the spirit. We've been walking it tonight. The scriptures I brought you through. And that's James 1-6. Count it all joy, he says somewhere in there, when you fall in various trials, tests, and temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have a perfect work. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberty and upbraideth not. But I'm trying to get it straight. It's unstable in all, and you're always putting it on in all her ways. Their way. Double minded. You've been double minded about your health.
Yes.
Tonight, this message is to get you single minded, to recognize we walk by faith and not by sight. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up. Come on, talk to me in here. Turn to Hebrews 4:16, hurry. Health grace is in your spiritual grace. Look what Hebrews 4:16 says. Let us therefore come what? Boldly to the throne of grace, we can find what? Mercy? Huh?
Yes, sir.
And grace to do what?
Help.
Help! In time of need. You have that divine right to go to the throne of grace with your body and lay your body on that throne. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to close with this. Living in your healthy place gives glory to God. When you're dealing with something, you never have to explain to the person you're wrong. Just sniff right in their face. But you don't never have to try to tell them what's going on. That's not their business. You know God got it. And that's back again, 1 Corinthians 6, 19, 20. Now I want you to listen to this statement, then my son, you can come. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 words I'm about to say. And I'm about to give you three scriptures to close out with. All help is possible. All, no matter what the sickness, what the disease is, all help is possible. Mark 9:23. If thou can believe, all things are possible. So help is possible, right? Look at Mark 10:27. Read it out loud to me because I'm going to get to the last one here. Mark 10:27, what he said. Things that are impossible.
With men it is impossible.
But with God? Y'all gonna apply that? You got God's kingdom health plan. Now, what I really want you to see now in my closing, Luke 1:37-38. Because faith, God's possibility can't work without you. How many of y'all gonna surrender to your health tonight? I mean, you can't, don't let your mind mess with you. Your mind will come up with what Aunt Sue said and all them said. You got to listen to the man of God tonight. You can't be listening to Aunt Sue tonight. Aunt Sue ain't preaching up in yet. Listen. Listen. Let your faith take this. Let your faith take that this is real. I feel it all in my bone. It's real. Now, it doesn't matter who failed. Keep taking it. It's real. If I fail, you fail. Just keep taking it. It's real anyway. Somewhere we miss God. You understand me? See, verse 38, that God surrendered. You got to surrender, my brother and sister. Read verse 37. All right. That ain't nothing without the next verse. What she said in the next verse? That's my whole sermon right there. Verse 37, if it don't have verse 38, you ain't getting nothing. Come on, one more time. Read verse 37, everybody.
But with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Hold up right now. Hold up. So that means there's no such thing as impossible help.
That's right.
Scripture just said, for with God, nothing. So help included in that, right? Nothing shall be impossible. Say it, nothing shall be impossible. All right, now read the next part. God cannot talk by himself about your health. And God cannot bring health to you without you. I'd rather you stand up and say something to him. Say something to him. Glorify him. Glorify him. It's going to get in you better. Say, glory. Thank you, Lord. Say, thank you for your word. Thank you for revelation knowledge. It's in me right now, Lord. Help me to fall out. I surrender like Mary. Be it unto me according to what the word said to me tonight. Now, just talk to him a few minutes. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I got to train you. So you can get down in you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I heard something tonight. Hallelujah. My life will never be the same. Glory to God. See, you got to put in the atmosphere. Shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Not my head, but all. Good God Almighty, and my cup runneth over. With help tonight. I'm sitting at the help table tonight. Glory to God. And divine medicine, which is the word of God, is going on the inside of my body. Ooh, and I receive it.